Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I hope you had a great weekend. Last Friday, we considered the boldness that was displayed through the apostles and the church, right on the heels of some pretty intense threats from the surrounding culture. The religious establishment was attempting to keep their power and influence intact, but these Jesus people, they were disrupting all of that. And so Peter and John refused to stop preaching in the name of Jesus, and the church followed suit in their boldness. We see some intensity in the scriptures that follow. Look at Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Did you notice that? Great power and great grace brought about intense generosity. Experiencing and living in the power of God's grace completely changes one's perspective of life, even down to the perspective of their possessions. The blessing of God's power and grace did not terminate on the people, but flowed through them to others. It seems that one of the marks of God moving in a church is not only boldness, but also benevolence. Cliff, what do you mean by benevolence? Well, the church did not necessarily wait for a need to arise before they displayed their generosity, but rather their preeminent benevolence met people's needs before it became a dire situation. The Father freely gave us His Son. The Son, Jesus, freely gave us His life. This type of generosity spills over into God's people through the giving of the Spirit. So when you pray today, please remember our dear friend and missionary, Don Newsom, who has been generously giving himself, doing incredible work in the Philippines for many years. Also remember our Spanish broadcast all throughout Central and South America.